You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Morgan Springer. It's about 4:45. In 1939, a young Jewish family fled their home in Vienna to escape the Holocaust. Henry and Ilse Adler and their young baby came to Traverse City when they were sponsored by Congregation Beth Shalom. But they didn't know what had happened to the family they'd left behind. Then in 1948, 3 years after World War II ended, Ilse got a letter from her parents. It was written on toilet paper in diary form, describing how they fled from Vienna to Hungary. Ilse and her sister translated the letter from German into English. They also wrote an introduction and epilogue to go with the letter. The Adler's children, Steve and Bob Adler and Lil Ostendorf, are presenting their family's story at the Denos Museum tomorrow at 7 p.m. And Lil and Steve are here in the studio with me. Steve and Lil, thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Lil, can you read an excerpt of that letter?
Now with the streetcar, still with a yellow star on our persons, up to the subway, where in the station restroom we hastily ripped off the yellow stars, then by subway to a prearranged stop where Greta's husband waited with our knapsacks. We continued minus the yellow stars, but in fear of being recognized because we no longer were permitted to use public transportation. And if somebody would recognize us and report us, it would mean Poland for sure.
And by Poland, your grandmother means concentration camps?
Auschwitz.
Extermination.
Extermination. Mm. What was it like for your mother and sister to receive that letter?
Devastating.
It took 21 years for them to be able to absorb. They kept going back to the letter, and finally, after 21 years, they were able to complete it and write the epilogue.
Did your mother think that her parents were maybe still alive?
That's a hard question. I think that you always hope. Knowing our mother, she probably hoped. But knowing the realistic side of our mother, I think she probably knew that they had met their demise.
And what ended up happening to most of your extended family?
Well, based on the information we have, we've been able to track records that show when they were taken by train to various locations, but primarily to labor camps. And it's our belief, with the exception of our grandfather, who we know was eventually taken to Auschwitz and killed, that the others suffered a similar fate.
In the letter, there's a passage in there that your grandmother says she tells her daughters, you too must never, never forgive them. Who is she telling them not to forgive, and how do you feel about that?
I think she was telling our parents, our mother and our aunt, not to forgive the Nazis. I think that's pretty plain. But I also think that if you read the epilogue that our mother and our aunt wrote, you will see that at the point of the epilogue, which was years later, she concentrated on the humanity of a person. And I think that's the message that we'd like to pass along to everybody. Man's humanity to man. We need to all be humane to each other, and we as Jews need to make sure that the world never forgets what happened and tell the naysayers that they're wrong.
Would you be willing to read a part of that epilogue? I think it's there with you, if you're willing. Either one
I'm
of
willing.
You.
Let's hope I can get through it. I've had everybody else read it today.
It's the most difficult part of our information.
In the midst of heartbreak, horror, and terror, these two beloved people were able to cling to hope and to share the last little bit they had with their less fortunate fellow victims of persecution. The noblest evidence of compassion and man's humanity to man flows from their words, thus giving testimony to the everlasting truth and beauty of love and faith. No marble monument can do them greater honor, although we know no grave where we may mourn them.
And that was written by your mother and sister about their
yes.
parents. The two of you and your brother, you are the living history of your family. What do you want people to take away from your family story?
Well, I think that people may read the story, may read about the Holocaust, but I think hearing from people who were literally involved in it, who lost many, many people in the Holocaust, that it makes an impression on them, and we want them not to forget, as do most of the Jews alive today. They want you not to forget what happened.
Yeah, and it's important to hear from, you know, people who've had this kind of experience, because when you just read the numbers, that, you know, it's statistics and numbers, and it's, and, you know, not very personal and not necessarily, you know, recognized as something that really happened.
Well, Lil and Steve, thank you so much both for sharing your story. I really appreciate it.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Steve Adler, Lil Ostendorf, and their brother will be telling their family's history at the Denos Museum in Traverse City tomorrow, Friday, at 7 p.m. This is All Things Considered. I'm Morgan Springer.